I wish I had some fucking Christmas tunes.
It's that time of the year.
Oh, happy holidays. Yes. Happy yes. holiday. Merry Christmas. It's a celebration, bitches. Yes. Be merry. At the China Club.
We have
China
all Chang. The reason in the world to be merry.
The China Club. The China 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 Club. Right now, saying there's an Asian man going like, hacking this son of a bitch right now. Fuck you, you black master. How dare you fucking make fun? I was making fun of the Chinese, just to be fair. Not the Koreans.
Disclaimer.
There's a difference. Mm. I found that out last week.
Oh, wow. Just last week.
Took me 26 years. I finally got it.
Oh, you racist.
They're slanty eyed this way.
Wow.
Nah, I'll fuck with you.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, my God, people. Welcome to Movie Sports episode 142, the Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Merry Christmas, nigga. Hey. I got some mistletoe, Cody.
Yes!
Oh, you missed it, people. Missed it. We made out.
This close.
Yeah, this close to making out. Wait, in my mind, we did. Cody, we got an action-packed show, like always.
Oh, it's extra action-packed.
Woo,
too.
Woo!
We're both live.
Oh, man, we are live. Yeah, damn.
Man, been a while, dude.
It has been a while.
I've seen you since
2 months?
First week of October, yeah. October
I was going to say, was it first week or last week?
The first week of October.
Yeah, that's right. It was the first week because we went to
Oktoberfest.
Did we go to the LA Live first? Or
went there on, that Friday and that Saturday.
Okay, so yeah, and that was it. Mm-hmm. That was that weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn, shit. That was when that chick was shaking that ass in front of me and shit. And I didn't know what to do. The look on my face was just like nodding my head. I was sweating bullets and shit. I was sweating like a wrestler and shit. I was like,
they can't feel sketch.
Nah, I didn't do that. Babe, what was you doing at that club? Nothing. Start pouring and shit like that. I didn't do nothing or whatever. she was with Terrence Howard. That's right. Yes, I remember that.
Terrence Howard, yeah.
And he went to Oktoberfest. Right. Mm-hmm. They keep sending me emails. I'm like, no, I go that shit.
I keep getting emails too. I should, subscribe to those sons of bitches.
Yeah, it looked like they still have an event going on down there or something.
They always have something going on there, not just Oktoberfest.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that whole village or whatever and shit going on. I don't know. Maybe I'll go down there one day, but I wasn't too thrilled last time we went. I was like, let's see, what's so special about this? Beer prices are the same.
Yeah.
It's generic beer. I mean, you can get this at any fucking...
Yeah, it's decent beer. It's not special.
It's not, nothing special. That's what I was mainly looking for. Food was good price. I'll give that. Food was good prices, and it was delicious, too.
It was tasty.
Events... I don't know about being confined in that one little room or that area for that long. No, that wasn't working, huh? The people were like, don't you get drunk at bars and shit like that? Yeah, but just ass walking around a lot. So, being confined when ass is around you just makes it that much better. But people, we have bringing an old segment back.
Oh,
yeah. And Cody, that is, what are we drinking?
Oh, what are we drinking?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been drinking. You've been drinking.
Yes, we are drinking.
And we eating.
Courtesy of Mr. P1 over here.
Oh, yeah. Courtesy of San Diego.
Yes. Courtesy of San Diego. Stone Smoked Porter.
Yeah, have we ever had this on the show?
No, we haven't.
Oh, we haven't. Okay, good. Yes. I was about to say, I don't think we've had this one on the show.
I can't wait to pop open that next bottle.
Oh, my God.
I love the fuck out of that.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that was the one I was going to get between that and the Santa's Little Bastard.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only reason why I got the Santa one is just because it was Christmas. I was just like, oh, good. Whatever. Because the lady at the, I was talking about bourbon beers and shit. I want some more bourbon beer or whatever you had anymore or shit. And she pointed at me. She's like, I think you'd like this one right here. She's like, either this one or the Santa's Little Bastard. And I was like, I'll go Santa's Little Bastard just because Christmas and shit like that.
Bastard.
And then, that's the reason why, too. I'm a bastard, and I have bastard fans, and then, and it just fit very well. I was like, this must be coming. And plus, it was already in the refrigerator, so it was cold already. I went by logic. Well, it's cold already, so I can drink that now. You got a plastic cup and a brown bag, girl? Be like Tyrese from Baby Boy. Man, you little niggas don't want to see me. And then he gets his ass beat by the... I was like, oh, my God. But obviously than that, we got a lot of questions.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, we got tons of questions. Tons of questions. My head just can't take it no more.
Oh, but it's Christmas, right?
It's Christmas,
so
goddamn.
We have gifts to open.
Oh my God, we do have gifts to open. Oh my God, you know what? I'm bringing back another old segment.
Okay.
That intermission, man. We're gonna open up some gift time. Oh, what's under the and we can go over some because people, everybody's thinking like, oh, this is the big movie spoilers recording podcast phenomenon day or whatever. Nah, this is the warm up for next weekend. Because next week is the big. Well, by the time you hear this, it'll be this weekend then. So this weekend is gonna be fucking spectacular. We got darkness at the. Well, I'll explain all that later, whatever. Shit, we got all that coming up in intermission. Got them questions. Got intermission. Got the Driss is just. Where'd he go? Hey, Driss! Hey. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, God.
He's standing right there by the Christmas
tree. Yeah, nigga, wake your ass up.
Why is he laying down? Why the fuck is he laying down?
I have no idea. Like, he's playing with the little Christmas bulb, too. He's like, Christmas bulb, Christmas tree, fuck with me, fuck with thee.
Yeah, make a new song.
Every Christmas morning. That the fuck up, nigga. I ain't paying you for that shit. I pay you for private garden, goddamn shit. Shit. Got Cody's Blu-rays of the week.
Oh, it's that time?
Oh.
Yes!
I saw you checking your wallet earlier. I got enough. Alright. He's like, oh, right, damn. We need to switch this table around now. Whatever. I gotta give him the bad side. People, I was showing Cody some of the gifts I've gotten. Mainly, I've gotten all these over Christmas. Trans, actually, no, that's mine. I actually bought that one. Trans is mine. Because I love James McAvoy. I was going over Cody, the Blu-rays. First of all, and then we got Trailer Talk with Into the Woods, of course. But then, before we get into the show, I was going over all the Blu-rays I've ever gotten for Christmas from people. Like, either, like, friends or, like, a boss or something like that, whatever and shit. And it is some of the movies I fucking can't stand, matter of fact. And the first one with that one this was the first one I ever gotten to. Actually, you can put that Amazing Spider-Man one too, even though I haven't worked. But both of them actually, and that motherfucker buried right here, whatever shit. Transformers Dark of the Moon. I've been looking to give that away for I don't know how long. Can't even give that shit away. Avatar. People are like, Avatar's a good movie, whatever. It's like, no, effects are good. Movies, whatever.
It's entertaining to an extent.
Matter of fact, is this even open?
Nope.
Hang over part two. Oh, that's gold, baby. Look at that monkey.
Look at that monkey.
Actually, that monkey's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, that monkey's cool. Horrible Bosses, we already not even open. You know what I think about the re-gift these? Horrible Bosses. People are like, that's a good movie. What are you talking about? Not to me, it wasn't. Beautiful Creatures, I don't mind that much. That one was fine. I think I watched it once. Yeah, actually, I have. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. That's a classic, man. Why is this over here, dude? That's a great movie. That's a great movie. Come on now, Abraham Lincoln fighting vampire. This is the one that kills me. This is the one that I gave the this big ass goddamn Blu-ray set.
And a fucking God of War Ascension demo. Apparently, I think that's why it's heavy.
I think I bought this game from this too. Remember we were talking about this game when we went to San Diego. Remember? Yeah, and I was like, man, it had that cool ass trailer and that bullshit ass game. Yeah. Fuck that game. Damn, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I mean, that's where I got it from. Total Recall had Grace Randolph on it. Me and Lena, I remember this shit, and I thought that was one of the most horrible sci-fi films. That everybody in there was bland as fuck and boring. Didn't get anything of it. This is a extended director's cut. Like, I want to see that shit. Is this even open? Yes, it is. Never been watched. And Cody's favorite. He's about to steal this from me. I know he is. Yep. Prometheus.
That shit right now. Go home with me.
Over 7 hours of extras.
Ooh, 7 hours.
Damn. Extras. That's got the 3D, the Blu-ray, DVD, and digital copy.
Damn. That's all I need right there.
Man. See, I know why you'd be spending money on Blu-rays now.
You see why. Now you see why.
All of that shit, dude. Yeah.
All that value.
I'm about to have
all
a contest.
Fucking value.
I'm about to have a contest. Who won all this? who won? Except for Vampire Hunter. I'm keeping that one. I'm keeping that one. You got to rest. Oh, man. But Cody, let's get in some questions.
All right. Let's do it.
It's been a while since we did this. Where the fuck is it at, personally? Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's polls. That's okay. I don't need that anymore. We can close that. All right. Shit. I was telling Cody, I think he made a mistake on polls or whatever and shit because I was looking it up and I was like, yeah.
I kind of fucked up that error.
Yeah. But that's okay, though. First one I got here, though, from last week's episode 41, 141 for that matter, from Sean. He says, okay, let's get into it. What in the hell is going on at Sony? Are we never going to see the interview in theaters now? I can't believe how many people is protesting to see that movie now. Like, is that, guys, is that like the arrogance of America that just wants to see it? Because there was no hype about this film
wanting to see it. All this came.
Until all this came on. Yeah. Now everybody wants to see the fucking movie. I can tell you right now. Saw the movie 2 weeks ago. Hated it.
Hated it.
I didn't like it at all. Okay. Wow. I didn't think it was funny at all. I thought it was just, I thought it was boring. Shouldn't even be made. I ain't gonna say, I hated it. Like, hated it. Like, I can't stand this film or something like that. Not as much as Annie. Hell no. But it was on the level of just like, I don't even see why this got made. Like, if you're gonna take a concept like, oh, we're gonna kill this dictator or something like that, and make a wacky adventure out of it, then do something with it.
Yeah.
Don't just.
That's what I was hoping they would do.
That's, but, yeah, exactly. I thought it was gonna be like crazy, out there, outlandish, or whatever. Yeah. It's gonna be like some spoofing type shit in a way, something. But no, it wasn't none of that. I was just like, wow, this is just generic ass comedy. It wasn't even that funny either. I was like, Jesus Christ. This is what's getting up, and now everybody wants to see it.
Everybody loves controversy, man.
Everybody wants to see it. Controversy creates cash.
Yeah. Maybe this will work in Sony's favor. Maybe they can release it on VOD and have some big release.
I heard they're not even allowed to do that.
They're not allowed to do that?
No.
What the fuck they gonna do?
That movie is gone. <Damn. laughs> That's one of those movies that now people are just gonna want to say, I gotta see it just because now it can't be made. Yeah. George Clooney got pissed about it.
I remember reading something about that.
Yeah, George Clooney was pissed about it. He went in a long detail about it and stuff like that. Because George Clooney's email got hacked about apologizing for about Monuments Man. The dude really is a really stand-up guy. Most of the people be like, fuck you, I made my money. But I admire the guy writing a little letter talking about, I know you guys expect more from me. I can do better. I will try better next time. Next movie, I will definitely do better for you guys. And I was like, well, personally, you didn't have to do that because you already signed your fucking check off. So, but I admire you as a man for doing that, though. So, too bad you was in that shitty film. Frank replies to that and says, what do you guys think is going to happen to the Spider-Man franchise? What do you want to happen with it? Also, what do you guys think has become of Spider-Man altogether as a hero? Ooh, that's a good question. I like that one.
Question. I don't think these last failures of movies, they dilute the Spider-Man character himself. You still got the comic books. You got the animated series.
It's a comic book comic.
Well, again, now. I'm talking overall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to say
this. It's all still there. Spider-Man is still an awesome character.
The animated series, too late.
I'm just talking about the newest one.
Keep going. He's like, nigga, I'm trying to make a point here. God damn it. Shit. You shut the fuck up.
15 minutes of fame shit.
He's like, I got facts. It's cartoons. Hey, it's not that great. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, cinematic wise, yeah, it kind of hurts Spider-Man, obviously. Because he's nowhere near as a huge part of pop culture as he was, let's say, like 7 years ago, eight years ago. So now you have, like, because Marvel Studios, they brought out their Iron Man. Iron Man's huge now. He's the biggest, he's the face of Marvel, pretty much.
Yeah, he wasn't huge at all in the books, neither. I mean, matter of fact, he was nothing. I mean, and he played a big part in the books as well,
but nobody really gave a shit.
Even me, I really didn't care about the books that much, neither. I thought the artwork in it was kind of bland and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories were okay, but there wasn't nothing, like, I'd go out of my way and go. So, yeah, I agree completely with you on that one.
Yeah, Marvel Studios, they've been so successful about bringing these, like, lower-tier characters and presenting them in an entertaining way that makes it relevant to the audience.
You think they're failing with the bigger characters?
No.
Well, such as Spider-Man?
Well, Sony, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Sony, yeah.
X-Men looked like it was going that route, too.
Yeah.
After that third and the Wolverine films came out, but then, you know, First Class and Days of Future Past fixed that.
Yep.
I don't know about this Gambit spinoff, but...
Yeah. That shouldn't even happen.
Yeah, it got green light. Anyway. I got the green light. Give me the green light. 1, 2, 3, 4, green light. Throwback. That's all they say in that goddamn song.
As far as what's going to happen to Spider-Man, I think at this point it is inevitable he's coming back home to the MCU, man.
What do you want to happen with it?
Oh, what I want to happen? Yeah, I want him back home. Yeah. MCU. That's the best way, man. That's what the fans want. That's even what the general audience wants, I think, at this point.
I think that's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
That's what everybody but Sony wants.
Yeah. I don't think Sony has a choice at this point, man. I really don't.
Here's the thing.
I really don't.
I see advantage here. If Sony, because they got to be, I'm not going to go over how much they got to spend. They got to spend almost over double-digit millions to fix this whole problem that's going on and shit like that, as far as I'll go. If
they find some failures in the next runs of some films and stuff like that with the end of the spending the money to fix all this shit and like that, they might be in a financial problem as to where they have no choice but to sell it to just to make a profit off of it.
Right.
Either that, or they'll just rush a fucking Spider-Man movie out or something like that right away. Just right out the fucking bat or something like that. Which I wouldn't doubt it if Sony just did that, to be honest. I personally would not just doubt it if they did that, to be honest. Because right now, if they were looking for money before, they definitely looking for it right now. As far as what I want to happen, obviously, man, I want to see with the MCU. I want to see... personally, I'm not gonna lie. Right now, I don't give a shit about Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my favorite superhero, and right now, I don't give a fuck what they do. Like those movies, which is why I think your last question is a good question. Because someone as big as a Spider-Man fan as me, the third one, from the last Tobey Maguire ones, which I did not like, didn't hate it as much as many people though. Didn't like it. Never probably go back to watch it unless I just wanted to watch all three in a row or something like that. It didn't take me off of Spider-Man as much as these last two films have done. Yeah. Where I was like. Okay, and then with the you know the news of new ones coming out, so I'm just like, none of this sounds promising at all. So as far as a fan of Spider-Man, I gotta say, it's slowly killing my love for him. Just slowly. If Spider-Man was to get, Sony is to get this Sinister Six off the film, that sucks, and the Spider-Man 3 one sucks or whatever, I think I wouldn't give two shits about Spider-Man. I think it's having that Batman effect of all those Batman films that came out before, and I'm just like. Like when Batman Begins came out, I told you I wasn't gonna go see that film.
Yeah,
because Batman and Robin was so fucking bad. I was not gonna fucking see that film. Yeah. One reason when I saw it is because someone took me, they paid for it, and I ended up liking it. I was like, oh okay, yeah, I like that a lot. Actually, that was a cool ending this show. Yeah, I'm actually pumped for the next one now. Or whatever. So I can see that happening with Spider-Man as well. I'm not probably gonna give two shits about him. So because that animated show sucks.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, that fucking...
Ultimate Spider-Man?
Oh, my God.
That is the worst.
I mean, I've watched some... I watched all of them now and shit like that.
Damn.
There are some parts in it that is good, and then it gets back to the most stupidest shit you've ever fucking seen. And then the problem with that show is the bad outweighs the positive. Because there's so much of it. It doesn't have that Avengers Assemble thing where it started off bad, just got better as it went along. It just stays middle ground and bad. I think they're canceling it to start a new one. I can't remember.
Starting another one?
Yeah, I think I heard some news about that or something like that. I can't remember, but that show is bad. And some of the recent books, it looked like they're going backwards on this shit. I don't know personally. I think it's getting to the point now. I'm kind of Spider-Man fatigued a little bit here.
No, I get that.
But would I want to see him in the MCU? Hell yeah.
Who
doesn't want to see that or whatever and shit? I definitely want to see that. Someone was telling me that would you like to see him as like a stinger at the end of Captain America 3? I was like, fuck it, go ahead, give him that. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah. I wouldn't mind do like what they did the first Iron Man, you know, Samuel Jackson introduces, I don't know, a new character or something like that and just stops up to set up a new franchise. So I don't know. Yeah. I definitely don't want to see no more fucking I don't want to see no more origin stories for Spider-Man. No, I can tell you that right now.
Please don't do that shit.
I definitely don't. I don't want to see Uncle Ben get himself shot.
Or some chocolate milk, whatever.
Or some fucking bullshit or whatever it was. I don't want to see none of that shit no more, man, because that one was... Dude. That was the first time I saw a movie end with like something at the end of it after a little mid-credit scene whatever, and then I still went there and go like, wow, I'm supposed to give a fuck about that, and yet I don't. The whole little shadow guy comes out talking to Doc Connors, and I'm just like, didn't give two shits who that is. Actually, I didn't give none of a flying fuck about who that is. That was the first time ever in a superhero film I've ever said that.
Look at that franchise.
Yep, that franchise can go to hell.
Fuck it.
Where are we at? Waylon Preston. He says, Merry Christmas, guys. Be merry.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Says, here's to another year, movie spoilers. Nah, it's getting canceled next month. What are you talking about?
Oh, is the year marker in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, shit, I quit.
Actually, next week, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. Yeah, you're fired. Services are done now. It'll be a year. Actually, yeah, the first, 1 week from now. He says, what do you guys think is going to take Best Picture at the Academy Awards this year?
Best Picture.
I don't even know what's nominated, though.
Yeah, put the Oscar nominations out yet.
No, they usually... No, I don't think they usually do it until January.
Right.
Beginning of January. what do I think is going to take it, though? Here's my two picks. I think I'm going to go with these two picks. One hasn't came out yet, so I don't know how... or if it even gets praise, but it's getting a lot of praise right now because obviously a lot of screens are going out, limited releases and stuff. Selma. Okay. I think that one might get nominated. But depending on when it comes out, the talk about it or stuff. And my next one would be Birdman.
Selma and Birdman.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Birdman. Birdman's getting a lot of fucking praise. And Michael Keaton getting a lot of fucking praise about it. They were talking about it at the SAG event and shit like that, too. So I'm thinking, a lot of people like to think that, oh, when you win at the Golden Globes, you win at the Oscars. No, that's not true. When you win at the SAG, you probably necessarily going to win at the Oscars because SAG members are the ones that usually do the Academy voting and shit like that or whatever. So I'm probably going to go with Birdman.
Okay. I am going to go with Boyhood.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Boyhood. Yeah.
Yeah. People are very high in that movie, and like I said before, it's very, very fucking ambitious film.
Yeah.
I can't see that not winning.
Actually, I'm going to go with Boyhood, too. I forgot about Boyhood.
I think they have it in the bag, man.
Yeah. And Birdman's not on my best of list, neither. I like the movie a lot. I didn't care for the ending that much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the only reason why I might keep it from winning. Boyhood, especially. Yeah, Boyhood. I forgot about fucking Boyhood. Yeah. Boyhood, definitely. Yeah. Boyhood's going to take it. Boyhood might sweep, actually.
Yeah. I can see that happen.
Ethan Hawke might get an award, maybe.
That'd be very nice. Like the guy. Like him a lot.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll see. Aiden, he said, oh, hot damn.
Hot damn.
I know you guys are excited because I'm pumped. Pumped about what you may ask. So here's the excitement. Mark Wahlberg, Transformers 5. Need I say more? Actually, yeah, I heard not just Transformers 5. I heard multiple Transformers.
Okay, how many multiple? Okay. Multiple usually means three more. Fuck.
I heard a 5, 6, 7.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I love Michael Bay. Every one of them keeps saying, I'm not coming back for that one. That nigga will be back. I'm going to tell you this right now. That nigga going to be back because he's going to see that check. He's going to be like, shit, I made him. Did you see that shit? Transformers, best picture.
Oh, yeah, what? Fuck, I wanted to bring that up.
Make it happen.
Hey, put that. Yeah, man, a fucking website.
Make it happen. We add our voting thing for the SAC things and shit like that, whatever. I fucking put Transformers in. I said, make it fucking happen. I would love to see this.
The most amazing thing I've seen this year, man.
I would love to see that.
I was like, wow, he has the balls to actually.
Could you imagine Mark Wahlberg sitting next to Michael Bay at the fucking Oscars? Talking about for best picture, I could see David O. Yellen and Oprah sitting behind them if they won and went, ain't this a shit, we got our ass beat in the movie and this nigga right here made a movie about some alien robot that whatever the fuck they supposed to be in.
Nonsensical bullshit that changes the rules every goddamn movie.
I voted for that just for the simple fact that I want to hear that speech so bad for Michael Bay.
Jesus Christ.
I'd fucking kill to hear that speech just...
Could you imagine?
I did it. I told you I'd do it, man.
Imagine.
I would kill to see that shit. But he had the balls, the audacity to say, for your consideration,
wow,
vote. It made $1 billion. Vote. I was like, oh. Hey, I was talking to Z about this. I got beef with this. And I got beef with this for the simple fact that everybody hates Transformer movies. Everybody hates
everybody.
It's a fucking world-known anomaly at this point that everybody hates them. Yet, it made $1 billion. This goes back to our conversation I had about Twilight. Everybody keeps talking about how bad the fucking movies are, but they keep making over fucking $700
all kinds
million.
Of fucking money.
And everybody says, I go see them just to see how bad they are. No, the fuck you don't. You're lying. You're fucking lying, okay? Because I've seen each one. And I can tell you this right now. It's not a goddamn thing in here that I would tell someone like you, Cody, that probably hasn't seen the films, you need to go see it just to see
fuck
this scene.
No.
No, fuck no. I would not tell that. You know goddamn well I would say that. So you going to go see that shit because either your girlfriend's dragon or you just want to go see it for real. My problem with that is people's always complaining. Hollywood's fucking up. Hollywood's fucking up. Hollywood's fucking up. Hollywood ain't fucking up. You fucking up. Everybody's always complaining. Yeah. Hollywood's fucking up. They doing this where Hollywood is a business.
Yeah.
It's going to make money.
Yeah.
You need to think about that first. And if you do some buffoonish shit, such as, I don't know, Annie or some shit like that, or Transformers, by the way, Transformers, everybody complain how much racist bullshit or whatever these movies are, yet they keep making almost $1 billion fucking dollars.
And they keep coming back.
So do you not think that Paramount is going to stop going to Michael Bay?
No.
Just because some fan said, I hate this movie.
Hell no.
Thank you. Would you?
No. No, I wouldn't.
If you was running a studio and Michael Bay was bringing you $1 billion every goddamn year for Transformers, would you go to somebody else?
I would roll out the red carpet for that motherfucker each time.
Thank you, then. Okay, so right. Hollywood ain't the problem. No. Shoot people. Stop paying to see this shit. Shit. $1 billion? $1 billion.
We said this before. We will say it again until the end of time, apparently. Speak with your fucking dollars.
$1 billion. Over $1 billion. Yeah. Dude, I was like, that's probably one of the... That was easily the worst, biggest blockbuster this year.
Yeah, easily.
It is easily the fucking worst, biggest blockbuster this year. And I gotta say, $1 billion for it. That is got that wow. I sound like a top dollar from the Crow now. Wow. I bet your mama's proud of you, boy. I bet your mama's proud. You feel like a little ass worm on a big fucking hook. Wow, your mama must be proud.
Goddamn.
Gee, we gonna get more of them motherfucking movies.
Oh, yeah, you know we are, yeah.
Fast and Furious, another one.
Fucking
Christ. I'm so sick of those movies.
I think it's going to be the next $1 billion franchise. I think it's on the way.
You know, it's on its way. It keeps going up my money.
Every movie keeps going up.
So you know this one's probably going to be like $800 million.
Oh, yeah. Paul Walker. That's right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's going to have the Heath Ledger effect.
Oh, God. Those movies aren't good, neither. That's,
that's fucking, bad part.
Fucking horrible, actually. I'm going to go ahead and give a tip out here. For my Throwback Tuesday, best and worst stuff, Fast and Furious is on my worst stuff. I hate that franchise. I can't stand it. It was one of those movies, like the first Twilight. It was like, all right, it's fine, whatever. It came out, did its money, and whatever. It's going to go away now. No. Got to make 7 more movies. Okay, fuck this entire franchise now.
2 more than that.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
They're even making a joke talking about, we can probably go up to 10. Jesus. Like, nobody wants to see 10. Oh, I beg the difference. $600 million says otherwise. Stephanie Latour, she says, because of the incidents in Australia, oh, we're getting serious now. Damn. Have you guys heard about them trying to ban the sale of Grand Theft Auto 5? Mm-hmm. What's your take on the banning of entertainment media? Because people believe it's the reason for tragedies.
God, this has been happening for the longest fucking time. It's not the fucking media that's influencing people. It's just dumbass people doing dumb shit.
Almost every decade we have something like this. What was it? Back in the 80s, it was rock and roll. Mm-hmm. 90s, hip-hop.
Yep.
Now we're just in video games. Now. I think at one point between the 90s and now, it was movies. Violent movies actually been going on for a long time. They tried to do this with horror movies back in the 80s in the UK, if I'm not mistaken. Horror movies definitely in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They've been trying to ban that for I don't know how long or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then movies just, as the effects went up, the more they can say, we need to ban this or whatever and shit like that. Now we're in video game format.
Yep.
And it's getting full-fledged. Bone and shaft or whatever. I can tell you this right now. Dread 2.0, shot up them kids at his school or something like that. That wasn't influenced on no video game or nothing like that.
He's just a crazy motherfucker.
He's just a crazy motherfucker that was jerking off in front of people and shit. He's
misinformed.
Misinformed like a motherfucker. Yeah. He's misinformed by CJ.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you get for listening to CJ.
CJ was private messaging him talking about, here's what you need to do.
I'm gonna break it down for you, right?
That'd be some shit. Like one day, like to say he comes to LA and we just dig through his phone and see him been
talking.
Wouldn't
that be some shit?
That's a shit.
Wait a second.
I would tell that nigga, you gotta get back on the plane, get the fuck out of here. You got to go. You got to get the fuck away from me right now.
That'd be some shit.
That'd be some funny shit. I'd be like, you gotta get the hell away from us right now. You can't talk to us no more neither. I don't want to hear nothing from you. Don't message us no more. Matter of fact, I'm deleting you and shit. Because that is some straight up arrest shit right there. Shit, I can't fuck with that.
Ooh, what can I affiliate with you anymore?
No, I can't affiliate at all, nigga. Shit,
I mean, a new fucking call.
We just almost had a cop pull us over. Could you imagine if we would have known he did that and that cop would have ran? I would have drove fast. I was like, shit, we get the fuck out of here, coach.
Man.
Gotta move to Puerto Rico. Gotta call ourselves Jesus and Juan. I better work on that tan, Cody. Gotta get that cocoa butter. I think that's, personally, I think it's bullshit. That incident was not caused because of fucking Grand Theft Auto. We're talking about a game that's a year old now at this point. Now, granted, it's still selling, don't get me wrong, and plus the new release for the new station and shit like that. But I remember Wayne was telling me back when he first started doing his podcast show, he's telling me that, like, I don't think they have ratings on their games or something like that. Like, they're mature games or something like that. It's, like, established different or something. I forgot what he was telling me. Him and his old coach, Jay, was telling me a lot of shit how the Australia video game system works and shit.
Make a fucking rating system. Yeah, how hard is that?
That shit is bull. I was like, that sounds stupid as fuck or whatever. Makes no sense. I was like, I have no basis on it or something. Yeah. Now, granted, here in America, ratings don't mean a goddamn thing. They'll sell you. Right. I mean,
still.
But at the same time, man... A video game, I'm going to say this for the last goddamn time. I've been playing video games since I was born. I ain't had not one effect where I want to go out and murder somebody.
I've been watching R-rated movies since I was like 5. I've been playing violent video games since I was like 6.
I saw The Crow when I was like 6 or 5.
Yeah, I've never had any violent tendencies. I didn't want to kill a motherfucker, stab somebody, curb stump somebody, the American History X style.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to fucking do that.
Put your mouth on the floor. I remember I saw that as a kid. I was like... what the fuck he doing to that guy? I said, put your mouth on the fucking thing. He just fucking curved. I was like, oh, shit. I never had those tendencies, man. I think that's personal. I think it's bullshit. I think, once again, the media just looking for something to attack.
Yeah.
And it's video game. It's a shame that video game getting the shaft. The only thing that's going to keep video games from not getting the shaft about it is that Grand Theft Auto made over $1 billion. Mm-hmm. That money has power over Grand Theft Auto right now. So they're just like, yeah, we hear you. We don't give a fuck about you, but we hear you. Do you know why? Pulls in his balls, pulls out the $100 bill. Because we making money, bitch. Shit, that mouse is back there going like, oh, boy, they know what I'm talking about. That motherfucker was jerking off to it. He's like, yeah, pull that money out. Pull it out, goddammit. What else you got down there? Oh, boy. Me and you need to secretly parten up one day. You know what I'm saying? See Mickey Mouse driving a car and shit, rolling with fucking... I got an idea. Put Trayvon in the game.
That's fucking...
Wow. Me and Trayvon rolling around in a 6'4". Listen to smack a bitch up. Running motherfuckers over. I like it. If it makes me $1 billion, I'm all for it. You know what? And the same. All right, here we go. About to go on a rant. Fuck you, people. Grand Theft Auto's been making games for how fucking long now?
Oh, yeah, they've been major since 2001.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fucking major since 2001. We still having this fucking complaint. Still having this fucking complaint. Well, because I heard this in that article I read about this shit. Well, they portray characters in there that are like, you know, assaulting women and stuff like that shit. Man. They've been assaulting fucking women since 2001.
That's another thing. The whole insult women thing, like, okay, it's okay to assault men and children and old people. When you assault a woman, all bets are off.
Oh, that's wrong. You just can't do that. We live in an age when niggas are beating bitches in elevators and shit. We can't be having that in our video games. It's like, okay, first of all, when I play this game, that's not my first intention.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an intention. Don't you get me wrong. It's gonna be an intention. It's gonna be a fun intention.
Yeah, when I play the game, I'm just killing people. No matter what race,
fuck
gender.
I don't see color.
It's
I don't
just
see
virtual fucking characters.
It's not real, goddamn. I don't see a goddamn thing. And I'm gonna tell you this right now. I said it last week. I'm gonna say it again. It is fucking entertainment.
Yes.
It does not affect our normal lives, whatever and shit. It does not affect whatsoever.
I do not want to go on a cop killing spree.
Exactly.
No, I do not.
What I don't go fuck? Smack a bitch up at fucking Grand Theft Auto and then go to work talking about, hey, bitch, come here. Shit, hey, Grand Theft Auto did it. Hey, I know my place. I'm a nigga in America.
Jesus.
I know my goddamn place. We stay the fuck out of trouble, so shit.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the stupidest fucking debates we still have in the day.
Everybody need a fucking excuse and a fucking scapegoat. Always.
Always, man. It's
fucking ridiculous.
It's conversations like that actually that's holding us back as civilization.
Yeah, it's fucking really irritating back. Shit, man.
Yeah, you know how I feel now. It's irritating as fuck.
There's not going to be any end to this shit. The next Grand Theft Auto game. Oh, yep. This is the cause of this fucking shooting that happened somewhere. Completely fucking unrelated.
You know, I know someone that told me that too, whatever, as we were talking about that. It was like, oh, all these games kids play nowadays. I'm just like, that ain't got shit to do with it, okay? That ain't got a goddamn thing to do with it. Actually, when she said that, actually, it made me look at her different. I was like, I don't know if I can talk to you. Now. So, person, I was just like, I don't think we're going to get along, person. That's your thoughts, and then fuck you.
Yeah, fuck your thoughts.
Just because you ain't got Pong no more, just because I can't play my goddamn Grand Theft Auto 5 shit. And 6, that's going to come out in that bitch too, shit. I feel like buying all fucking 5 of them right now. And then some, just and the fucking PSP version is just to fuck you piss you people off now, shit.
Man.
It's like 10 of them fucking games already and shit. And people are still bitching about all these characters. Whatever. It's a game called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Don't buy it then. Shit, don't look at it. Half the motherfuckers that's bitching about ain't even fucking played the damn game.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Motherfuckers haven't even played it. They haven't even touched it.
Nita Sarkeesian.
Yep.
She's one of them.
Fox News with that Mass Effect shit.
Oh my god. Oh, the most
PG-13 tame fucking sex scene you'll ever fucking see.
The most tame fucking violence.
And they chip balls. I'm like, oh my god.
Hey, you know what? One of our people is one too. Governor of California, Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
Bitch ass was complaining about getting. Nigga!
All these violent fucking.
Okay, yeah, you're the last person who should be endorsed. When he was in charge and shit, he was in. That was like his last thing I think he was endorsing before he left office and shit. Oh, video games are violent. We need to get that off the streets. And then when he quits being governor, this nigga goes back and doing rated R films.
Yeah.
The fuck? You go back and do Expendables. You go back and do Last Stand and shit like that where you chasing a down dude in a car. You're pretty much doing a Grand Theft Auto. You're chasing a dude down in a car and shooting at him. The fuck? Get the fuck out of here, Schwarzenegger. Ever since that, I've been like, fuck that dude, man. I ain't got no respect for that dude whatsoever. Damn, you pissed us off, Stephanie. Carol, she says, got a question for Cody.
Oh, okay.
Seeing how you don't see as much as P1, how do you feel when being on reviews? Do you think you and P1 share similar taste in films to where you agree with his reviews based on trailers and or other sources you may know about the film?
Yeah, I would say, we have similar tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we have our disagreements and whatnot every now and then, but that's just natural. Yeah, everybody's going to agree with everything, of course.
It's not even that many, neither. I've noticed that, too. We do see a lot of movies sometimes together and shit, and they might be just like one or two we might not agree on, which is actually not bad for like...
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, like, me and Lehu agreed on every, disagreed on everything. I agree. He loved them all, hated them all. I think, and usually it's sometimes it's like the bigger releases. Like obviously, I think the biggest one this year was Ninja Turtles, even though we all agreed on it. But Wayne didn't see it, so never mind. I can't say. Well, Luke didn't care for it that much, but Luke pretty much made the same point we had. Actually, I think he said he liked the human characters a little bit more or whatever. Mm. Well, he liked that they were given more screen time.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't like that at all. So, I don't. As a matter of fact, they were horrible.
But yeah, even the reviews of like the movies I don't see with you, but I'm still in the review anyway.
Yeah,
it was fun. I had a blast doing that.
So, I guess our question for that is: do you see yourself falling into the same agreement with me when you hear me give those reviews, or?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah, I see that.
I'm sure Annie, you're gonna love. So.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna adore Annie. I'm
yeah, sure. I know yeah. you are. So. Yeah. I can just feel it off your face right now. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are, so.
Can't wait to watch it, man.
And then some of our disagreements is basically, we have the same opinion about the film, but one of us might hate it more.
Like
Godzilla.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it more than anybody. Yeah. I think slowly Cody started to hate it more.
Yeah.
Because I think when we did that best and worst of the summer, I think you started. Because I remember, we didn't do the review together, but I remember we talked about it.
We talked about it on the show.
And you hated it.
Yeah.
And I remember the more it went on, I was just like, you know what? I fucking hate this movie. Yeah. Now, hearing you talk about it, I was like, I hate it more now and shit like that. And I was even going around saying, yeah, I think it's up there on the same fucking level of that Roland Emmerich one now at this point. Only thing different is tone differences.
Yep.
That's the only goddamn difference. That's tone differences and a bigger goddamn lizard.
Well, shit, Roland Emmerich won't have more Godzilla.
This nigga had an egg living in a goddamn New York building, people. Big ass dinosaur egg living in a.
Fucking rip off velociraptors. Thank you, Bro Lambert.
Thank you. I don't want to see no more goddamn Godzilla shit. I'll tell you this right now. I don't want to see nothing.
Keep that shit.
Yeah, you can keep all these Pacific Rim Godzilla shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit too. Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, but wait. Godzilla versus Pacific Rim.
Versus King Kong?
Damn, you took the words right out of my mouth. Ooh. Big monster mash.
It's coming.
Oh, it's going to come. Now, people are just like, damn, that's not a bad idea, actually. No, that's a horrible idea.
It's terrible. It's a
really fucking terrible idea. Actually, whatever. Idris Elba comes back. Somehow, even though he died. I don't know. That Asian chick comes back, too. Just saying. Aaron Taylor Johnson comes back too. Oh,
Jesus Christ. And the other motherfucker who was basically just like Aaron Taylor Johnson Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that dude was horrible.
Charlie Hunnam.
Man, that dude was like the dude from.
All dudes in the same realm, man.
Man,
all in the same realm.
At first, I thought it was the same because they looked alike. I was just like, man.
They have the same amount of charisma, yeah.
Like, is that the same dude? Like, that dude is horrible, man. He sucks the fucking life out of him.
Some people just do not translate the film, man.
And that dude, man, like. I lost my shit. Cause I saw Pacific Rim late, and I lost my shit when I saw the motherfuckers having a kung fu scene. And I was just sitting there looking like, why the fuck am I watching this right now, man? Shit. So, where are we at here? Let's move on. Ashley, she says, even she replies to Carol. She said, even better question is, when you guys disagree, how do you stay friends? We don't. We just do it for the show. I hate this nigga. I don't like black people.
Yeah, you know that. Show up.
You know that, Ashley. I know you got a nigga name and all that shit. What? It's a nigga name. Shut up. See what I'm talking about? Nigga always disagree and shit. Just shut the fuck up and agree. Just, I talk a lot about movies with my friends, and we get into heated debates. Ah, you guys must have saw Godzilla and Amazing Spider-Man 2. That's why. We get into heated debates to the point they start avoiding me.
Damn.
Fuck your friends. Fuck your friends.
I didn't realize you ain't that fucking serious.
Thank you. How are you guys able to have different opinions on films and yet still be friends? Because I said it last week and I'll say it again about Exodus. Because it's fucking entertainment.
Entertainment. Everybody has their own opinion about things.
And don't even give a fuck. That's why in the day we don't give a fuck.
Like we said before, everybody's had their agreements and disagreements. Everybody's not like the same single thing.
And for the third time, we just don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. You like Annie, I hate Annie. Let's just say that or whatever shit. I'm not going to say, hey, I'm not getting a beer with you because you like fucking Annie.
He likes Iron Man 3. I fucking despise it.
Perfect example. Yeah, Iron Man 3, whatever shit. That motherfucker don't define who we are. That motherfucking movie. No. Matter of fact, how many times have we been out since Iron Man 3 came out? Has that movie even got brought up?
No.
Never. 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 And that's not because we're trying to avoid the movie, because we damn sure will talk about it on the show. We've done it plenty of times. We talk about shows and shit. Yeah. We just don't give a fuck.
It's a fucking movie.
It don't fucking devolve our lives.
No.
We do it for this show, of course, or whatever, and the shows and some of the work and stuff we do and shit like that, we provide entertainment to you guys and stuff like that. But as far as on our normal lives, I can give two shits about Iron Man 3. I can give two shits about any movie, to be honest. I ain't putting money in my pocket. No. And next thing you know, you could make that movie without even me seeing it, and I still wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Would not give a shit. Because I had an Iron Man before that, so I don't give a fuck. I had an Iron Man before that, so I don't give a fuck. So you need to get new friends.
That should be a priority.
Yeah, that should be a priority. You need to get new friends. Matter of fact, just don't talk movies with friends. Sometimes I don't talk shit with certain people. Politics. I don't talk politics.
One thing I do not do.
I always avoid. Like, I used to talk head politics before I started doing it. Like, major politics and shit. Not no more.
No, there comes a point you're just like, okay. Can't do it.
Some shit is just not worth explaining
too
anymore.
Too much.
It's exhausting sometimes.
Yeah, very, very exhausting.
Tired of talking about it. Just tired of looking at it. Just be like.
But yeah, because you guys can't get nowhere. You're going to keep meandering.
Mm-hmm.
So in two different ways.
That's how I felt about that whole Exodus shit. Tired of talking. I'm just like, that's been going on for the fucking since the 60s, man. We just now bitching about that. Like, damn. Sometimes it amazes me how society has moved up, and then sometimes it amazes me how they haven't. Like we still having these conversations about gay rights. Mm. We still trying to debate on, whether weed should be legal or not, whatever. Yeah. We still debating about fucking video games because of mass suicide and shit like that. It's just like,
hey, man, y'all just don't fucking get it, dude. Just get it. Just get it. Fuck.
Nobody cares no more. Shit. Like, gay marriage ain't a big fucking deal no more. I'm sorry. God,
damn, it's 2014. You people still bitching about that?
Long Beach has a gay Mexican mayor.
Yeah, right.
So what does that tell you? Shit, we got a first ever Mexican gay
fucking
mayor.
Fucking progression, people. God damn.
They want to be miserable like motherfuckers? Then let them. Shit, guess what? And you know why? Because that goes with that religion shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, marriage is something that's equal between God and those two, whatever.
Sacred.
And this is, I'm gonna tell you this right now, marriage ain't got shit to do with God, first of all, because you know why? I didn't remember God printing out them papers from the state that says you were married and stuff like that. I don't think your marriage license that you pay for, or that goes to God. I think that shit goes as far as taxes last time I checked. I think it goes in the state, right?
Yeah,
God, I don't think marriage got a goddamn thing to do with God.
No, you didn't put your money in your pocket to pay for the goddamn marriage.
Exactly, whatever. So you need to leave God out your fucking marriage.
Yeah.
Because God ain't got a goddamn thing. God's like, whoa, why are you putting me in this? The fuck? I didn't shit about this. Matter of fact, I ain't even married. Oh, shit. I was fucking married. I had this little bastard right here. Shit. That y'all hung on the cross. Shit. Shit.
I ghost fucked her. Legend Hercules.
Shit. I was like son of God in that movie. I was floating over water and shit. Just like. Shit. That nigga, I swear to God, that nigga was like.
I got a good scene.
When that nigga flies, like. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, talk about... That movie gets the award for not giving a fuck in special effects this year. I was like, Jesus Christ. They clearly didn't give a fuck, dude. They didn't give two shits about that. Whatever.
Oh, that's epic.
I was just sitting there looking like...
That's epic.
I was like, I don't know if that's bad or funny or what. Now I was just like, man. Oh, and then I love that scene where God went to he actually went to the city and shit, or Jesus, whatever, and he just walking around, and then he's looking around, he's frustrated and shit. He's like, he sees people gambling, they're hitting people and shit like that, whatever. He just goes and flips the table. Oh, he just runs up, and I was just like, the fuck is this problem?
That sounds amazing, man. This is on your best of list, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm at 10. Honorable mention. Yeah, you get an Oscar. so yes, Ashley, get you some new friends.
Yeah. Yeah, ditch this motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Ditch the motherfucker. Fuck him. Nobody ever argued with me about a fucking movie. I know not to hang around. I'm just it's a fucking film, dude.
Goddamn, chill the fuck out.
That movie,
dictate your goddamn life, man. Chill the fuck out.
Okay, perfect example is Ninja Turtles. We all got into a heated debate about that. We got into debates about that for Every Darkness and Not Worthy Kicking the Ass that came up on it. Even fucking on this show sometimes, whatever and shit. And then it got forgettable. I mean, forgettable. Once that movie was out and we reviewed it, it was just it's over.
I don't remember that fucking movie.
Man, done. It's over. Yeah. Z hated it. He put it on his worst of list. Then again, he got If I Stay on his best of list.
Yeah, he did direct that.
Yeah, and he's directed that piece of shit. The movie's horrible. Cynthia, last question I got here. She says, what did you guys think of the classic Get Hard trailer?
Oh, boy.
Oh, we were just talking about this. I should have
known we were going to get asked about this. We were just talking about this.
And Cynthia's just the bright bitch to talk about it. She sent me a message. I'm going to fuck you. I said, I'm going to keep talking shit about you, too. We was just talking about this before we started recording, and we were talking about how great it's going to be.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Can't wait to see it.
It looks transitional, man.
Darkness at the Movies classic right there. Yeah, I cannot wait.
I cannot wait to review that.
I can't. Dude, are you not excited as I am?
I'm pumped, man.
Dude, that's going to be exciting time.
When I saw that poster of Will Ferrell getting his hair braided, I was like, yeah.
With the cornrows?
That movie, that's the movie for me.
Oh, my God, dude.
I was like, that movie right there, that is going to set the stage for 2015.
Dude.
That fucking movie.
No, that movie set the stage already. Ain't even came out yet.
Oh.
And set the stage already.
Oh, shit.
I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
I'm calling it right now. Okay. Like, I'm calling it right now.
Look at that, man.
Look at that. Oh, man. Got the Kevin Hart looking hard.
Yeah.
And then you call him Kevin Hard.
You should.
Kevin Hard. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Kevin, get hard. Get it? Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. I like that. Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell, comedy genius.
Comedic.
Comedic genius. Fucking smart ass dude. I love the dude. Dude can't do no wrong to me.
No, he cannot.
Dude cannot do no. You know what? Oh, fuck it.
Watch trailer.
We gonna watch teaser. Okay. All right, fuck
it. First, let's get hard.
Let's get hard. I'm gonna drink this real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking trailer. So hard. Oh man. That's a hard.
Oh yeah, that's a hard. See, they don't want people to see it.
That's right.
It's too edgy.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, Warner Brothers. Oh, the bank. Oh, awesome. L.A. Shot in L.A. Nightcrawler ain't got shit on this.
Stereotypical joke.
Just so you know, I would have done the same thing if you were white.
That's good to know.
Oh, hip hop. Oh yeah.
Buenos dias, Cecilio.
Oh yeah, fuck the Mexicans. Yeah. Oh, more short jumps.
Yep.
Oh man. If you're short or fat in Hollywood, that's gonna be your stick for the rest of your career. Yeah, that's like your stick.
I sentence you to 10 years in a maximum security prison.
Did he say 10 years?
My life is ruined.
Why is he not arrested yet? He got sentenced already. Like, why is he?
It's not as bad as I've heard, is it?
Hell yeah, it's bad.
Teach me how to survive in prison.
Oh my God, I think I know the building that's in.
Give me your low economics.
Oh Jesus Christ. Oh God.
Okay, statistically, you definitely went to prison.
See them all, convict.
He went to prison. His short ass. Oh, you great white boy.
Wearing the beanie.
Right, oh, yeah.
All black.
Oh, yeah. Making that stereotype even worse now. Just had a kid that got shot for a hoodie. Now he's making it worse. Awesome. This nigga's got a purple buttoned-up goddamn college shirt on, too.
Stop!
I'm so sick of that goddamn joke. Whenever Kevin Hart talks shit to women and they just hit on him, he just go like, I'm so fucking tired of that shit. That shit, dude. We've seen that in every fucking movie he does, man. But it's classic. Yeah.
Look at that Mad Dog. What are you doing, James? Sad dogging you. Hilarious.
Sad dogging. I've never heard of that, dude.
Hilarious.
Will Ferrell just set a new trend. Hashtag sad dog.
Look at this.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, Malibu's Most Wanted. Yep. Oh, the sequel that we've always been waiting
Hell
for.
Hell yeah. You're the wrong part of the yard, white boy. You lost, I say? I'm very confused. They go back where you belong. I don't know where I belong. I know where you belong. You belong with me. I don't want that.
T.I. Oh.
T.I. Oh. Fucking T.I. That's how you know this is a fucking winner. This movie, it will be a fucking winner.
Mayo.
Mayo.
You get it? Mayo.
Because he's white. Because he's white. They call him Mayo because he's white. Fucking, that's genius, man.
Fucking, oh my God. Wow. Yo, man, fuck this show. I'm leaving. I gotta go watch this movie now. I gotta go. I gotta leak it. I gotta leak it. I gotta find it. I gotta do something with it.
Yeah, you gotta pull this out right now.
I gotta find this movie somewhere. I gotta find it, dude. Dude,
that last joke, man. Come on now.
Mayo?
Mayo.
You get it?
I get it.
Can I call you Mayo?
Go ahead.
Oh!
I'm honored to be called Mayo.
Yes! Mayo. Fuck, that was... Oh, fuck Blackie. Mayo, that's Mayo. Where it's at. That joke ain't been used since 1990-fucking-2, goddamn it, shit.
Damn,
don't nobody want to wear that fucking...
That fucking trailer, man, that is some straight bullshit.
I'd rather watch Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I think
two.
I would, too.
I'd rather watch a lot of shit.
I think I would, too.
I would watch Steel, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Batman and Robin, and Man of Steel all over again before I watch this shit.
My God, dude.
That was some... That was a trailer.
That was fucking embarrassing.
That was... The trailer.
That was 2 minutes.
That was two fucking... That was a minutes. Teaser. That's a teaser trailer. Oh my God.
2 minutes of fuckery.
It took a day to make that fucking movie. A fucking day.
Yeah, it took less to write it.
Yeah, because it comes out next month. Like, this is the first we ever heard of and seen it. And it said January 2015. Like, damn, well, that's 2 weeks ago. All right. Oh my God. Who the fuck is giving this nigga work? Who the fuck is getting... And my biggest problem with him working at Marvel now, I don't give a fuck if it's a small role or something like that, is that nigga gonna get more work. You get a Marvel movie, you gonna get more work. And oh my God, they gonna be like... That nigga gonna put down his resume. I worked at Marvel.
T.I. is in a Marvel Studios film, man. I would never get used to that. I would never get fucking used to
and
that.
And this nigga in this movie is trying to play a convict, white beaten wearing, I wear my goddamn slacks, button down shit with a do-rag on my fucking head gangster in this film. Nigga, you my height. You ain't no gangster. You are bonier than I don't know what, and you my height. You ain't no fucking gangster. You look like you've never even set foot in a fight in your life. You look like my sister can beat your ass. You and your... Oh, I forgot. CJ loves him, though.
Oh, yeah. That's CJ fucking right there.
CJ's looking for that movie then, yeah. Shit, whatever. He's just like, well, you know, wouldn't that be some shit he go see this fucking movie? I'd kick his fucking ass, whatever. He go see this fucking movie. I'll fucking kick his ass.
All the fucking movies to see.
No, because he sits up here and like, I can't play Grant that far right. And shit like that. Because, right. You know, I don't like those stereotypes. And if I ever hear him go see this fucking movie, I'm going to fucking cuss his ass out. I'm going to be like...
Oh, I had to go see my mom, my sister.
Yeah, that's what he going to say.
I didn't want to see the movie, man. But, you know, that just kind of dragged me along, man. You know,
they dragged me along. How the fuck they drag a grown-ass man to go see some shit?
Like almost 30.
You're almost 30 goddamn years old, and you get dragged to
you
some...
You can't say no.
You can't say no.
All right.
You can say no to church, but you can't say no to this movie. Nigga, you are full of shit now. Shit. You are so full of shit. You fucking wanted to go see this fucking movie. If I don't go tell him to go see that movie and he go see it without any one of us telling him because right. We might do a review for it, I swear to fucking God I'm giving him shit that week because that is some bullshit. I don't like stereotypes.
You heard it now, CJ. So get prepared, motherfucker.
I can't laugh at the gangster hot. That's not funny, man. Cause it's
oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you didn't laugh.
Yeah. Or the Everest commercial. I didn't like that. I don't like how they portrayed it. It's a skit. It's a comedy skit, bro. It's a fucking comedy spit. That was funny.
Makes no fucking sense.
That is, oh, my God.
It's too much for me, man. This is me in the race, man.
Well,
I got too much respect for my
I respect you, Cody.
Motherfucker.
I want you to know that.
Motherfucker.
So I just want you to know I respect you, Cody. That's all you need to know.
I'm sorry, Cody. I'm sorry.
The dress, he caught Cody off guard.
I'm Bam. So I expected that.
Oh no. I forgot. It was on Amistad. Someone posted a comment with a link to a photo of him. That shit looked horrible. That is an ugly nigga. I'm sorry. Oh my god, but Cody.
Yes.
Let's get into the box office.
Box office. It is that time. The Driz is singing.
Man, the number 5 film is Hunger Games. That dropped. Shit. Number 2 to number 5. Well, 3 new movies, so hey. About that time.
Close to $700 million at this
point. Yeah, $7.7 million or whatever that movie cost. If I'm not mistaken, $125 million. Domestically, $289 million. Overseas, $350.5 million. Worldwide, $639. So it might hit 650. Yeah, that's fine.
Quite all right.
Now I guess that does go back to the last one, because the last one made over a billion.
That's right.
This one ain't nowhere near a billion. It's already out the top.
Spider-Man effect.
I guess so. Hey man, I guess probably it's probably that thing that people is like, it's a part one. I'll wait till a part two come out and see both. They always do that shit. Oh, get the tickets to see part one, part two, or all of them before the part two comes out, something like that. So that's their fault. They probably thought it was gonna make more money, but whatever. Number 4 film, dropping from number 1, Exodus, Gods and Kings, $8 million. Domestically, 38.9, overseas, 61 million, or worldwide, $100 million. Domestically, that's a bomb.
Yeah, budget's 140.
Yep, 140 with the budget on that. Nope, not looking good. Because you know why? Nobody gave a fuck about that movie. The biggest talk about that movie was just the color.
Yeah, controversy.
If only that could create money, this movie would be fucking balling right now.
Not creating money, that's for damn sure.
T.I. from that movie would be robbing him. He's that hard, that's why.
Yes, he is.
I'd be scared if he tried to rob me. The number 3 film, Annie.
Lanny.
Little black bitch. Hated that girl. That bitch cannot act. I'm sorry. She's annoying as fuck. Whatever. Let me show you this picture one more time. Oh, that nigga mouth open. Is that the BET Awards in the background? I'll be goddamn. Damn. Damn. I was like, what the hell is that nigga doing? He's probably for that movie he just did. What the fuck? I was about to say Good Gone Girl, some shit like that. What the fuck? Man? Good Deed, No Good, something like that.
No Good Deed.
Tyler Perry, No Good Deed, something like that. $16.3 million. Now, Cody, you know this movie got leaked.
Yes, it did.
$65 million is the budget on that. Mm-hmm. Bringing in $16.3 million, that's pretty goddamn well, actually, for number 3
films.
Not bad.
That's not too bad.
That's not good, actually. $65 million. Yeah. This movie got leaked, though. Mm-hmm. It could have did better if it wasn't leaked. Remember Expendables?
That's right, Expendables.
Expendables failed because it got leaked.
It wasn't because the movie was horrible or anything.
No.
The movie was cold. Because it was PG-13.
No.
It had nothing to do with it at all.
It's not because Stallone took the concept of the film, which would have these old action stars and exited them out of the movie for a younger guy. It had nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that.
But to get a bunch of people we don't know or give a fuck about, bring them in the movie.
It was all the leak, man.
Yeah, it was all the leak. Yeah, sure. This movie got leaked 2 months ago, and this motherfucker still brought in $16.3 million. Matter of fact, it even made the top 5.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Expendables. That's your problem. And it was only a million away from being the number 2 film.
That's right.
But the number 2 film was, obviously, you can see, opened up in a hell of a lot more theaters.
Damn.
3,000. Damn, that's a lot. This fucking
ton of fucking theaters. Jesus.
What the fuck was they thinking with this one? $17.3 million for A Night at the Museum.
Mm-hmm.
That movie cost $127. Where the fuck did that movie come from? Secret of the Tomb. Night at the Museum. It brought in $17.3 million. Overseas, $10 million. Worldwide, $27 million. This movie's a bomb.
I'm even shocked about the fact that it's a fucking trilogy. I'm shocked it cost that much.
What the fuck was Fox smoking?
God damn.
Don't do a Sony Fox. Don't just start throwing money now.
No, you guys doing okay. Well, minus 2004. You guys doing all right?
don't just start throwing money now because you got it. And you're like, oh, we got it now.
Don't get cocky. Don't get cocky.
Yeah, because would you give Ben Stiller $127 million to make this?
Fuck no.
I wouldn't give him shit to make nothing. I'd be looking at him and be like, you deserve $10 million and that's all you get.
Yeah.
For this shit? No. Wow. Okay. I don't know who made the decision on that, but...
Yeah.
wow, that might be the biggest bomb of the year.
That's yeah, a huge it might be.
Fucking budget, dude. That damn. The number one film, shockingly, The Hobbit. The Hoobit.
The finale.
The so they say. the Battle of the Five Armies. The budget on that, damn, I know I had it. I don't remember what it was. I think it was 200.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was 175, 200 or something like that. I think I have it. Let me look that up. Let me look that up. Well, domestically, it brought in 90.6 million. Overseas, 200. God damn, it did an interstellar effect.
Yeah.
265 million. Worldwide, $355 million. I think this is one of those movies where they care more about overseas than they do America. Yeah, because, that's
the way it is usually with these Middle Earth films.
Yeah, because that's an overseas film. That just cries overseas. Mm-hmm. In America, we just...
So quite all right out here. So
I don't think the budget on that was 250.
Oh, it's 250. Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay.
I think that's a little expensive, if you ask me.
Oh shit! The movie was all CGI. So
that is true. Damn, that's a lot.
That's a lot of fucking money. And it's the shortest one too.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. Man, domestically, I'm curious to see how that does.
That's the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
No, so. I mean, it has a good run. I mean, because it came out on Wednesday, and it brought in over that, because it brought in altogether 90 million, which is not bad, actually. For a week, it made almost 100 million. So I think it should be fine. I don't know. Oscar season kicking in right now.
50?
That's a lot. Oscar season kicking in. You know how long it took Interstellar to make 250?
Yeah.
Or was it 150? Yeah, 150. It took that long fucking time to make 150. It took a month and a half just to make 150.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're happy with the worldwide shit, so.
Yeah, difference between Hobbit and Interstellar is Hobbit came out in the wrong time right about now, because even next week, obviously Disney's got a movie coming out, Into the Woods, musical too, apparently everybody loves. I didn't even know that was a fucking musical that people knew about and plays and shit like that. I was like, damn, I didn't know that at all. Yeah. Then it's got all the Oscar films. And that's where this is around that time where the Oscar films get they had the independent releases about last month, and now it's time to get their wide releases to get those buzzes or whatever shit. And some of the other films seem to kind of be like thrown under the mist. It's just like whatever. That's why January and February are really throwaway months.
Yep, Kevin Hart month.
Yep, Kevin Hart month of January. Yep. That's why January and February are throwaway months. It's just because that's when people catch up on Oscar films.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm curious to see what this does. I think each one always make less than the last one, right? Because the second one didn't do as good as the first one.
I think you're right, yeah. I think you're right.
So
it was funny because the previous trilogy was the opposite.
Yeah. I love this new trend we're getting into with trilogies now. They make less the more they come out.
Fuck does that work?
Yeah. Because the Hunger Games doing that right now. So, yeah. and Twilight did it too as well. That's right. So, shit. Oh, Cody. Intermission time.
That time is
time. Oh, we can take a break now. Oh, woo!
Put my feet up.
Yeah, fuck it. Put my foot up. Oh, God. Oh,
cozy. I'm buttoned.
Scratch my balls a little bit. Here, shake my hand. He's like, I'll shake it later. You watch that motherfucker first or whatever. Oh, man, we got to talk about some upcoming shows.
We do, because we got quite a few.
We got the best and worst superhero list coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the day after Christmas, too. Ooh, I'm so excited. Ooh, I'm like Wesley Snipes.
And Blade. Yeah, but
ooh, exciting.
I love him to play, man.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. But I already watched those movies. I was like, because I was doing my superhero list, and I was like, damn, I want to stick this on here, man. That was in that trend of like X-Men and Spider-Man when it came out and shit, and some reason I feel like that was the one that got forgotten out of the two, Spider-Man and X-Men.
Yeah, there's a few people who remember Blade know.
Yeah.
Know what it meant to the overall comic book films.
One of the first rated R films.
Yeah, it meant a lot. Yeah. One of the first films to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
As far as a comic book movie.
That is true, too, right?
That was Blade, man. That was like one of the first.
And the action scenes.
Not that Batman shit, Blade.
Action scenes were fucking awesome in the movie, too.
Badass.
I love the fight scene. That was the only excitement I had for the third one. And when I was watching, I was like, I fucking hate this movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, that last fight scene better be fucking spectacular. Because I was like, cause that's what I always love about the endings of Blaze. Mm-hmm. The endings always have like the best sword fight action and shit like
before
that.
Before we say too much, man, this might be on one of our lists. So we shouldn't talk about
that's right.
Much.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll save that.
Oh, that's right. I can't talk about Blade. Oh, and Blade 2. Ooh. Oh, and Blade 3. Actually, you can keep that one. Oh, but we got the best and worst Super. We got the best and worst of 2014.
Yes, and I am still working on it.
Man, I'm storming. That's a hard list.
Tough list, man.
Oh, man, I've been seeing people post their list already and shit. I'm just like staring. I'm just like,
yeah, I'm not going to be done until that Saturday before we record.
I think so, too.
I guarantee you.
For some reason, I'm just not confident about what I'm putting on there or whatever. I don't have that, like, that boldness I had, like I had last year. Yeah. So, I don't think we have that, though. We got The Darkness at the Movies coming back.
Yes, indeed.
Batman v Superman. I said v Superman. Batman and Superman. Public Enemies. Hey, I was talking to someone about this, and I even brought it up to Z as well. I was telling him, I would prefer to see Batman v Superman last out of the Justice League setup. And a lot of people was like, why would you like to see that one last? Kick it off with a bang. I was like, you know, I'd like to see that one last is because get the Man of Steel 2 out, Batman, Suicide Squad, all that shit, end it with Batman vs. Superman. I think that'd be a highlight for a motherfucker. Get all the Justice League members out of there and shit. Keep it Batman vs. Superman and shit like that, whatever. Just stop trying to crowbar characters just so you can fit them in there or whatever and stuff, so you can get set up there a solo film and stuff like that. I say you end it on Batman vs. Superman. You already have the Batman in there or whatever. And by the time we get through all these movies or whatever, they'll have their history together. And then it'll go out with a bang with them clashing it out.
Yeah. That's actually not a bad way to go about
it. I said they should have did it that way. But I understand the circumstances that they're under right now. They're under pressure mode. So they ain't got much of a fucking choice at this point. I don't know why we had that conversation. I'm trying to remember why. I was talking about, how would I want to see the films or whatever. I said, that one should be last. I wish they could have did it last when they brought up this whole slate or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. But they had already started filming when they brought their slate up. So at that point, it was like, well, we got to come out now. So
yeah. Shit. Stuck.
But, yeah, man, we got, oh, man, The Interview.
Ooh.
Can I even do a review on that? I'm not thinking about that.
Oh, I think you can. I saw IGN post a review up, so.
That was before the movie got banned, though.
I thought it was one of the days after it got banned.
Was it?
I'm sure.
I put the date on it.
I think they released it after it got banned.
Okay, well, fuck it.
I think it'll be all right.
All right, good. And we got a lot of shit, man. There's just a lot of shit coming your way to talk about, man. I'm excited about that. But another thing we do, this is the Christmas show.
Yes. Oh.
It's gift time. Woo! I got to get my gift. Hold on, people. Keep people entertained.
Yes, I will try to keep people entertained. Oh, people. Something that we do also need to mention, we have an upcoming podcast, a little special, if you were on New Year's Day.
Right.
That we just spawned over these past few days, yes.
Right, we gotta bring that up.
We have The Darkness versus Not Worth a Kick in the Ass.
Woo! I can't wait, I'm excited.
Dr. Doom versus fucking Shredder.
You guys, I'm putting the poll up today, matter of fact. You gotta vote. Who would kick whose ass?
Yes.
Dr. Doom or Shredder? And then the next one is, who had the better argument? Because I'm not picking the winner. Mm-hmm. I'm letting the fans pick the winners. Yes. And the best part about this is, none of you guys are going to be able to see the poll except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to announce it on the winner as the referee, because obviously I'm playing the referee. Luke and Wayne versus Cody and Chicago John. Darkness versus Not Worth the Kick in the Ass. The Darkness in the Ass. The special. Wayne has been doing research like a motherfucker. And I swear to God, I've been.
He needs to.
Man.
That
motherfucker is on his guy. Like, I was like, that nigga taking this shit serious.
I hope he does so much research. He was throwing the towel. Like, damn. I totally get where he's coming from.
I
totally get it.
I didn't tell these Negroes to stop when I made the announcement to these two niggas. I was like, man, they just kept fucking going on. I was like, God damn, you motherfucker. Save the goddamn material shit. These niggas was sending photos to each other. I was like, all right, stop. I'm laughing hard. It was hilarious. That costume looked like shit. I will be your special guest referee.
Uh-huh.
I want a good, clean fight.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get it on.
Try to keep it clean.
I wanted this dirtiest fucking possible. It's a street fight, goddamn.
Yes, people, we'll be kicking up New Year with that.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness versus Not Worth the Kick in the Ass. People's been messing me, talking about, is that really happening? Or is it happening?
It's a fucking reality.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Yeah. So, you got to vote. The Darkness has two more episodes before they do it, and Not Worth the Kick in the Ass has two more episodes before they do it as well. They will spend those next two episodes each promoting the fuck out of you people to vote for The Darkness or Not Worth the Kick in the Ass.
Team Doom, people.
Hashtag Team Doom / Team Darkness is what they're voting for. hashtag Team Shredder versus hashtag Team Not Worth Kicking the Ass or whatever shit. I can't wait. I'm excited. That's probably the most exciting podcast we got coming up. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Fuck Ollie Freeman.
Hobbit ain't got shit on that. I'm telling you this right now, whatever shit. But Cody, man, we got some Christmas stuff, man. Look how I wrap this, dude. Oh shit.
You a little something.
Hey, wait, you're bigger than mine.
You and
it's not cool.
You and your significant other.
Well, she ain't here right now, so I'm gonna take that. Hot that dude. Well, Cody, this is my gift to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
It is not the original, but it was something I know you caught your eye on, and I finally found a way to get the actual cover for it. And
oh shit, man, thank you.
Oh yeah,
wow.
I couldn't get the original one because they didn't sell it, but that is the official Comic-Con digital print version.
Badass. Love it. Thank you, man.
With autograph, even though it's a print only.
Thank you, man.
People, right now what he's holding is the frame for the Batman.
I love this.
Batman with the Batmobile for the Ben Affleck one or whatever.
Fuck
shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm all over this, man.
I got the frame yesterday. I just put it together.
Wow.
And the Mrs. One, she was just like, I fucking love that.
Hell yeah, man.
She was like, I fucking love it. She was like, you should keep it. You know what she straight up said? She said, she's like, I'm not, because she was, obviously she's not here right now, people, because she's doing her Christmas shopping at the stores and shit like that. And she was like, I'll get Cody 2 shirts. And you can just, I already wrapped it though. I got his name on. I was like, shit, I want it. She was like, you should keep that. I give it to her. I said, I can probably get another one. I don't know. I know some people probably can give me some.
seriously, man, this is badass. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I was like, damn, that came out nice.
Man, this is fucking gorgeous.
Because when he was telling me, he's like, oh, well, I don't have any more of the originals, and if you did, yeah, you'd probably pay $1,000. I said, well, let me call you back later. And he was like, I got some digital prints over them. Maybe I'll have one left or whatever and shit. And I was like, yeah, I'll fucking take it. Whatever. And when he shipped it to me, I was looking at it, I was like, that looks nice. Oh, he brought it up right to the studio, handed it. I was looking at it, I was like, he was like, I just can't bring this. I looked at it, I was like, oh shit, this looks badass.
Wow, this is awesome ass shit. Well, hopefully I could be able to keep it up until this movie comes out.
Oh yeah.
It gives me a reason not to put this shit down after it comes out.
Oh yeah. You can even take that little hanging part off if you want and just hang it on the wall.
I think I might do that, man.
Yep.
Wow, okay. Well, thank you, man.
Oh yeah. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Give you a little something.
Oh my God.
You can share this with you and the missus.
That's all right. That's all right. So, yeah. God damn, nigga. Shit. The fucking rhino in this bitch. Shit. And it's two in here. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Merlot.
Oh, yes. I love Valley Oaks.
There you go.
That is my favorite. Ooh, damn, this motherfucker heavy as shit.
It's like you loop a sparkling wine right there.
Oh, my God, yes. And everybody know, people, I am a wine connoisseur or whatever and shit.
Well, that's champagne, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, this is champagne right here or whatever and shit, but I don't give a fuck. I love champagne. I need for New Year's.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Yeah, and the grapes ones are my favorite, whatever and shit. And everybody knows I love my Valley Oaks wine or whatever and shit. People go to my Twitter feed.
So a little liquor encouragement for you guys.
Oh, my God, yeah, I'm going to have, this is for me. That's mine. And she don't drink champagne.
Okay, well, there you go.
I just made that announcement now. She don't drink champagne. That's not up her standard. Why, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, man. You. Thank you. I like that. We just gave a handshake.
Yeah,
Nicky, man. Yeah,
bring it.
She's not swinging shit. Oh, man.
Awesome, man.
Merry motherfucking Christmas, people and shit. Yeah, yeah. Before we fuck up or something. We get drunk or something.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem, man. Shit, man, you ready to get in some Cody's Blu-rays?
Oh, that time, man.
The week?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, man.
Oh, man, it's only two, though. Only two. I know you're excited, but one is your boy.
My boy.
Your boy.
My boy.
Kevin Smith.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Tusk!
I still need to watch Tusk.
Oh, my. No, you don't. Actually, it's on VOD. You want what? No. You know what else is on VOD, actually? The Babadook. Talking about it's the scariest movie. Mm-hmm. Actually, people, one thing I did check out, because someone put this on their best of list, I looked it up. Oculus is on Netflix now.
Yeah, saw that.
It's a piece of shit. Check it out, people. Even the wife, who's scared of horror movies, even said, that was stupid. Oh, that was the time I saw it with the mentally challenged kid.
Oh, yeah, I remember
it. Yeah, I saw the story, whatever. So I saw it with my sister and my Mrs. One. And there was these kids making noise and stuff like that. And then I later found out that they were mentally challenged. Saw the walkers and shit like that. I was like, oh, okay, well. And then towards the end of the movie, they just started going, oh, stupid this is. And I was just like, I love it. This is the best movie experience for horror. I was like, I love it. And then one of the mentally challenged, I didn't even know he was sitting by my sister. I thought he was just another group of kids or something like that. He looked up. He stood up with his little hobbling shit. Shit. And, and he looked right at my sister and said, yo, that movie was stupid. Just stupid. And just and hobbled off with his crutches. And I looked at him and was like, damn, what the fuck? Because he had like one eye bigger. He had the Popeye effect. He had one eye bigger than that. It was like, yo, yo, son. He was looking like the Driss in that photo and shit. I said, nothing yo, son. That movie was stupid, yo. I was like, damn, nigga, why you sound like you 65? That's
just shit. That's a little color. Oh.
Man on films, okay? Oh my god, yes. And a movie that came out this year with a bona fide badass in it, badass song in it by Mr. Patrick Dempsey. Cody, you actually found the name of the song for me because I was looking for it and couldn't find it.
Oh, I mean Zach Dempsey.
Zach Dempsey. Hey. Actually, I'm thinking of the other guy. Zach Dempsey. That is. Equalizer, man.
That scene, man. That ending sequence in the what was the Home Alone shelter? The fuck it was. Home
that Depot, was bad. Yeah.
That scene was bad ass. Yeah.
I love the scene before it though, when he's sitting on his friend's steps, and they just and the husband came to the chick, and she was just like, "Did you help him?" And he was like, "He didn't come here asking for help. He came to ask for permission."
Yep.
And he's just sitting there like. And then the next scene, he's just in the shower. I was like, oh, shit. That scene where he hung that motherfucker and that music kicked in, he looked, and he was just staring in his eyes and shit. I was like, Denzel, you might want to hide. Dude. I was like, you got like three people coming this way. You might want to. He's just like looking. How dare you, nigga. My nigga. Only thing was missing, he should have just pushed him. You need a little push. Denzel's a joker. My nigga Batman. Sit down, nigga. Denzel can do anything. He can do anything. He can't do no.
Yes, he can.
People be like, man, that casting is weird as the Joker. I don't see it or whatever shit. That nigga plays it as nothing like the Joker. And they'd be like, greatest Joker ever. Greatest Joker. I believed it. Everything. He didn't even have to be like the original actor and shit like that. He just get that smile. My nigga. Shit. Thought you was going to come up in here and stop me, huh? Shit. My nigga. That's not a saying. It's a saying now, boy. I'm Batman. I'm not a boy. You a boy to me. Got in the so-called little hyenas and shit. These dog, he petting him. He's like, easy, boy, easy. He ain't worth it right now. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm
saying? Coolest fucking Joker ever, I tell you.
Like, damn, that nigga cool. I like him. I love him a lot. Damn, I want to see that nigga play something. So bad. Shit. I'm telling you, him and Lex Luthor, man, that would have fucking killed him. I'd have been like, oh, could you imagine him and Amanda Waller?
Man.
She might look here, Lex, you need to be doing your job whenever. He, look here, bitch. You don't talk to me like right. that. I'm Denzel. I'm Lex Washington. Lex Luthor. I'm about to say Lex Washington. He gonna fuck his own character up, goddamn. He's like, look here. If you can't see this, because of me, bitch. You get your fat ass back in the background now. And you going to make me some goddamn bonbons. Right? She walks away, hits her on the ass. My nigga. Like, damn. I relate to that Lex somehow. Relatable. I like it. Man. Upcoming movies.
Yes.
I think this is probably the first week where the smaller releases are better than the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You got American Sniper. Selma. Leviathan. I just told Cody about that. I don't know anything about it. It's getting great reviews. People tell me I need to see it. I want to see it now, whatever, shit like that. Still has 100% too as well. And comes out when this time of year, this it'll come out tomorrow. What was another? Big Eyes with what's that big eyed bitch? Amanda Seyfried. Yeah, there you go. See, you already knew. See?
Yeah. You said Big Eyes.
Yeah. No other Big Eyes.
I've been hearing mixed on that one. I haven't really heard too many good things. But the two big ones coming out, got Unbreakable, the Angelina Jolie directed film.
Mm-hmm.
She's very proud of that film. She did a little interview saying she can't even make it to the premieres or nothing like that no more because she just discovered she had chicken pox,
yeah.
Which sucks.
Does suck.
Because chicken pox is an adult and kill you. Which I didn't even. I just found that out my damn, so I was like, oh, I don't see
it. Serious business, man.
That's some serious shit. Serious, I was just like, I don't even business. Know how you get that, but all right, okay. couldn't happen to a nicer person, right? Yeah. This goes back to our Fired Up episode. God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. That good old guy.
Oh, yeah. One of the nicest actresses you can ever meet in Merlin, and they fuck her over by giving it. I was like, wow, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. All in his plan, right?
Okay. All in his plan. He's like, yeah, she's too nice. Bring her up here. And then our trailer talk. Into the Woods. Which I had to see at 9 fucking o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
Hear some singing shit.
He wasn't singing.
Oh, man. That shit caught me off guard, too. I was just like, what the fuck? What's going on here?
I wish.
Fucking hate it.
I hate music business.
I hate it like my thing.
Yeah, you remember that thing. I fucking hate it like
me. Go to the wood and bring me back a cow as white as milk. This being
said, I wish of a white woman passing by.
As red as blood.
Oh dear, how uneasy I feel.
The hair as yellow as corn. The slipper as pure as gold.
I got a tip for Disney next time. Animate this.
Yeah, that probably would be the best route to go. Something like this, at least.
I wonder if it'll piss people off, though.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
The fans of this shit.
You want to piss people off?
I've been hearing some fans come out crazy.
Oh, look, Johnny Depp again.
I hear Johnny. Well, I guess I can say this. Johnny Depp's not in the movie that long.
Oh, he's not?
No. People take this shit serious. I just found this out at that screener I went to, too. Real shit. I was like, I don't know anything about it. It's like, you don't know the history of this? I was just like,
oh, there's a history behind this shit?
History behind
Into the Woods?
Play and all that and shit.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, it's a Broadway winning play as well. That.
Ooh.
It's huge. Apparently, they were doing this back in high school for our parents.
Oh, okay.
I was like, this is the first time I ever heard of it.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know it was a musical because I never even seen the trailer.
Okay, man.
Because
great.
Of you, there's a giant in our midst. It's not what I wish. It's what you wish. We have one
chance. Hey, Miss Marvel.
Don't you say that.
Yes! Yes! Miss Marvel, you can't hide it. You can't hide it no more, goddammit. Yes! I know you, Miss Marvel.
Charming, but sincere. Stay.
And it looked like some money went into this. Well, it didn't.
See that?
Whew, Meryl Streep was creepy as fuck. But she can caress me like that anytime. I don't know why. If somebody
what the fuck?
I don't know why.
Decrepit looking Meryl Streep in this film.
I know.
She looked, really don't give a fuck.
And she looked even better than fucking Cameron Diaz. Still, I was like, oh my God. Cody, I know you're excited about that now.
Those type of movies, they have their audience, man. It's just, those movies, they're not for me.
Yeah. Only thing I will say is about the, because I hated Les Mis. I was like, the best thing about that was Anne Hathaway, and they killed her character off like the first fucking 5 minutes of the film. That movie
Last
was
no time.
That movie was long as fuck. That was like almost pushing 3 hours. That came out when Django came out.
Oh,
like Christmas
right.
time and shit. And that one's pushing almost 3 hours. I was like, oh God. I'm sorry, Hugh Jackman. You just don't do it for me as an actor. I'm glad you
pro that movie.
You remember him at the Oscars when he was singing?
Yeah. Chopped out of the movies.
Oh God, that nigga singing is horrible.
Yeah.
He replays his role from Winter's Tale in the Les Mis.
Hey, that's probably, yeah, great shoot lately.
Last great movie he had was Man with the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And that's on a pure entertainment.
I was watching Winter's Tale the other night, man.
Woo!
You know, I'm going to say that because I'm sure it's going to pop on one of our lists. So.
Woo! No, man, say it whatever you want.
That motherfucker.
Everybody knows on my list.
Dude, what the fuck? I couldn't understand a goddamn thing he was saying.
Thank you!
What the fuck was he saying?
Like, okay. I got a problem, because the lady who said the performance was at least good.
No.
Thank you. That's what I said, because he gave it a scream it, and I gave it a fuck it. My problem with that is the actors, you don't know what they're talking about, so how the fuck can they perform to be good?
Nonsensical fucking plot I have ever had to witness.
And
I
then,
shit you not.
Halfway in the film, did you even know it was a fantasy film?
I didn't.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, because I had a tough time like knocking down the time period. I was like, wait, he knocked him over.
Thank
the
you.
Ice.
Yeah, the time period.
How he stay alive all the. Okay, you know what?
That time period fucked me over because I didn't get a screener for that. I saw that at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, Jesus.
And my black ass was like, I was like,
you
done. I was like,
yeah,
man.
What the fuck's going on?
Dude, and the problem was we was doing the review the next day, and I had a lot of shit to do the next day, so I was like, I'm tired, but I'm just going to go see it anyway.
Man.
And halfway through the film, I was like, this ain't just me tired. I don't know fuck is going
Nobody
on
Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
And Will Smith just popped up out of nowhere. I was like, wait, I remember,
what?
I rubbed my eyes. I was like, that's Will Smith?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Shit, damn. And big actor like that, he in marketing or nothing like that? What the? And he plays Lucifer. I was like, wait a minute. This some devil and angel shit?
They never go fully across with that concept about the whole angels and demons thing. I'm like, wait, what?
From the trailers, it just looked like a simple romantic story.
Yeah.
Dude, back in the, I'm saying the 1500, 1700 time period, woke up in today's time mm-hmm. period and was looking for this girl or something like that or whatever. That's what I got from the trailer. I was like, I like it could be sweet, love and comfort. I saw that movie, I was just like, hey, nothing to do with this film.
No.
I was like,
no.
That was a side story compared to all the other shit going on. I was like, man, that movie was the most baffling fucking
that
shit.
That shit, when is hell, man, my God.
The most baffling shit of the year.
Yeah. Yo, easily.
Easily. That was the most baffling. I was like, I never walked out of a movie.
Yeah.
And then the flying horse.
That fucking TriStar horse. Yeah.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Where did that come from? Oh, man. And it had so much talent on that film, too.
Yeah.
I was like.
Everybody was horrible in that film.
Horrible.
Everybody.
I don't think no. It almost like it was four different movies put in one.
Yeah,
I was like, shit, dude.
It really was. It really fucking was.
Oh my God, man. But
wow. Yeah.
Into the Woods, though. So yeah, I don't like musicals. I like animated musicals, but matter of fact, I bet Disney would have made more. Well, I don't know how much money they're gonna make on whatever shit, but they might make a lot just because family film, Christmas time.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's gonna make money.
Yeah. Only major release too.
No,
it's
gonna make money.
It's gonna make money. Whatever. I bet they probably would have made a lot more, though, had they made it animated.
Yeah.
This probably would have been something not probably get the close. No, probably nowhere near as close as Frozen. But probably would have been looking, could it do Frozen numbers or something like that?
Yeah, I could easily see that.
Yeah, I think they should have released that as an animated film. But that's just me, so. But I will say it is one of the better musicals I've seen in recent. Okay. Not to say that it's, like, great or anything like that, but it's better than most of the ones I've heard. I don't know any of the songs in here. Apparently, they're classics.
Okay.
I didn't fucking know that. I heard people singing the shit, and I was just looking at them like, the fuck they singing and whatever. Shit. I was like, okay. And then I saw a review that was like, all these songs were, when I was in high school, and I was like, damn, nigga, ain't you like in your 40s?
Yeah, right.
What you mean your high school? Hold on. Oh, shit. What?
Huh?
Oh, who? Colin Farrell, what? What is that? Oh, okay. The best part of that is where does it end up on your worst of list?
Yeah.
That's where you'll find out. That easily could be number one.
Yeah.
I would not fault anyone for that either.
It really could be.
I'm having a hard time where to place that movie actually. So I'm telling you right now, that is a guarantee on my worst of list.
Yep.
Just don't know where it's at right now. That one actually baffled me more than Transformers. I was.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was.
It's fucking stupid. Winter's Tale, I think that's like a whole nother level, man.
Yeah, man, because you're trying to put the plot together.
Yeah.
And every time a new scene appears, it just deviates away from that. So you're just like...
Yeah, you're just constantly being getting derailed from scene to scene.
So you thinking that, like, some point, like a Marvel movie or something, it's going to tie together at some point. No. And then toward the end of the movie, when it ends, you're just like, how what the fuck that got to do with the beginning? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk more about this in depth.
Oh, goddamn right. But people, that is the Christmas edition of movie spoilers.
Yes.
Man, what a... Oh, my God.
I feel so merry.
Oh, my God, this merry. I'm about to get drunk, man. Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm
drinking today.
Oh, goddamn. Cody's going to jerk off the Batman tonight. And
oh,
shit,
you like goddamn
shit.
Right.
No,
out.
I don't blame you.
Got my lotion ready, man.
Lotion is pressed and set or whatever. Hey, you know what? There was a bottle of lotion in that bag somewhere.
Yeah, a little piggy right here.
Okay, cool. I'm fine. Hold on, let me get my BET logo. People, I'm your spoiling host, the phenomenal one.
And I am your spoiling co-host, Cody.
And we will catch you bastards New Year's Day. That'll be the next week. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that'll be next episode. New Year's Day. So, oh, it's a shame to go, but later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Keep on spoiling.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiling your ass.